That's a good start. Welcome to Pentecost Sunday right here at Vine Street Christian Church. We're so glad you're here today. We are going to sing our way into Pentecost. We're going to let the Holy Spirit fill all of us, and we're all going to sing like the three ball tenors. Sorry? Forget I said that. Like the three wonderful tenors up on the stage today, right? Let me introduce our guest musicians before I turn it over to Ed for announcements and sharing. On the piano is Michael Pedrati. And on the organ is the man we call the maestro, Tom Teeter. And they have come all the way from Kentucky to be with us today and to help feel the Holy Spirit working in our lives and to help us all get that Spirit, get on fire with our Lord Jesus Christ and be launched today from this place into the new creation that God has already prepared for us. So I hope you're ready for that. Just settle in, feel the Spirit, be ready to sing. It's going to be a lot of singing today, but we're going to begin, as usual, with our announcements and sharing. And for Pentecost Sunday, none other than Mr. Ed Coller as worship leader.
Thank you, I think. Welcome to the Vine Street Christian Church this morning. You look beautiful out there, just
thank
beautiful.
You.
Well, I meant them, but anyway, thank you for being here today. We're going to wave at the cameras. It pans around. We make a DVD of this, and it goes to some shut-in Eberhard Village. They show that, so show them how happy you are to be here. Good job. Mm. We have pew pads that are located on the aisle, and if you'll sign those, put your name on those and pass them back and forth so we have a record of who's in attendance, that would be very much appreciated. How about let's get into some announcements. How about birthdays? Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations? Debbie, I don't have the list, and I should have, but here comes the microphone. Somebody's got one. Barry?
Tomorrow Sue and I'll be married for 13 years.
13 years for the Williams. Very good. Very good. And
tomorrow, my daughter Cheryl, her birthday is June 10th, so we'll celebrate tomorrow.
Very good. Happy birthday to Cheryl. Who else? Anybody else? Birthdays, anniversaries? Debbie's got one down here. Susan, Debbie's got one.
I gave Gwen a chance to raise her hand, and she declined. So I'm going to tell you that Gwen's birthday is June 13th.
There we go. We caught you. How many? 29.
Exactly. Huh. Again.
Huh. Got a lot of 29-year-olds in this church. Who else? Anybody? Well, we need to sing happy birthday. Can we do that?
I think we can.
Can we sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God
bless you. Happy birthday to you. All right. Good. Thank you. That was in a different key for me. I was expecting the Ruth key, and that was a different key. So, but good. Any announcements from the general population out there? I see a hand up, but before Bruce gets to talking, I want to introduce my family from my son and his family from Florida. They're visiting this week. They helped Lynn Marner celebrate her retirement from the Arthur Grade School, and then we're celebrating my great-granddaughter's second birthday this afternoon. So celebrating all over in the Collar household. So welcome, Collars.
Right there.
I wish I could take credit for him being here, but I didn't ask him to come, but Ethan did. And so I give Ethan the credit.
Romper.
I asked Ethan, do you want to introduce him? No. So anyway, I'm glad they're all here. All right, Bruce.
Well, if you want to see a great barbershop chorus program, you missed it.
Thanks for sharing.
It was yesterday. We saw some of you there. I think you enjoyed the ones that were there. So wait till next year.
There you go.
The barber shoppers were fantastic, so don't miss it next year.
All right.
There we go.
Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley. Cheryl's got something to share.
We had so much fun after VBS,
at the pool party. I think the timing was perfect, Foundation 22, because they were still on a high from Bible school, very creative, a lot of fun. But somebody left a pair of blue Nike tennis shoes, and those are probably the, they're missing them, I'm sure. And we know who that might be. And one gray sock and two black socks. So they're at my house for
the three-legged race.
A while. And then there was water on the teachers. Oh, there was water on the teachers afterwards. Yeah, after VBS.
Very good. I've heard so many fantastic stories about Vacation Bible School and how successful it was. So raise your hand if you were a part of that, if you were attended or you helped or you did something for it. Do what?
Yeah, this is her children's story.
Oh, never mind.
I hear you. Happens to me all the time.
Any other announcements? Any other announcements? I don't see anything out there.
Hey, don't forget, next Sunday is our PRC Book Study Sunday. So we're going through the book Taste and See by Dr. William Paulsell and just some great discussions next Sunday, 6 o'clock, right up here in the Overflow. And the ladies of the Circle of Love are meeting this Thursday at 1:30 at Eberhard Village.
And then I'm going to pass around a clipboard that is for the men and the boys of our church. There's going to be a real men breakfast on Sunday, June the 23rd. It's at 8:45. And where is that going to be? It's going to be downstairs. Okay. We'll figure it out. Okay.
I think it's a ploy to get us all to work down there.
Okay. Well, while we're on that discussion, I'm going to pass this around for people to sign. Just use the pencils that are located there. We've run into some glitches just recently with our kitchen. I'm not going to go into length about that, but anytime you're doing remodeling, renovation of an old building and trying to put it into a newer type of facility and bring it up to code, you're going to run into issues. So we've run into some issues. What I want to do is encourage you to search your heart a little bit for giving some money. We're still a little bit short of what it's going to cost for the entire project, but we have faith that that money is going to come in. So let me pass this around real quick.
Okay.
A reminder that there is a board meeting this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Kind of, again, all of them are important now because we're not meeting every single month. But come and be prepared to talk about some very important issues this Wednesday night, if you remember that board. All right, so don't ruin the children's word again. I won't say that. I have one note that I'd like to read. This says, Dear Church Family, thank you for the loving kindness that has been shown to our family. We have been comforted and strengthened by the prayers of many, both during her illness and since the time of her passing. May God bless you and keep you always. And that's from the family of Sheila Crow. So our hearts still go out to them for the loss of Sheila. Any other general announcements for the good of the cause? Okay, let's go. Right. Let's sing. Let's sing some songs.
So the story of Pentecost begins 50 days from Easter. Penta, 50 days, 7 weeks and a day from Easter. Jesus rose from the dead on Easter morning, stayed with his disciples for 40 days, and then he ascended to heaven. 10 days later, all of the disciples gathered in one place, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. All around the world today, Christians are gathering together, many of them wearing red, and waiting again for that same story to come alive, to be real, to happen all over again. The power of the Holy Spirit taking over our lives. So as many churches are doing this morning, we're going to ring our bell to begin. Let's wait for that. This is a sound heard all across the world. And there it is. That brings us to worship. We're going to start with a scripture verse from the very first line in the story of Pentecost from the book of Acts. It's chapter 2, verse 1, and it says, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And thus here we are. The truths of the Bible are eternal and universal. Their story is our story. The lesson of that first Pentecost is the lesson of this Pentecost. We live the life God calls us to by receiving the power of the Holy Spirit that comes from God the Father through Jesus the Son and into each one of our hearts as the Holy Spirit. Are you ready to feel that Spirit? We're going to stand. We've only got 5 hymns of gathering today. So let's stand and start feeling that Spirit as the maestro leads us. Here we go.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
You know, there really is no other day. God only exists in the present, in this very day. And if this is the right day, then this must be the right place. In this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me, for all of you, and for the whole world. Let's sing. And it's moving in our midst. If we're on the right day and in the right place, look down to where you're standing right now. Go ahead and look down to where your feet are. Moses felt the same thing in that same moment, on the same day, in the same place. This must be holy ground. Let's see. Spirit yet? Are you ready to proclaim that sweet, sweet Spirit that's in this place? Let's sing a little bit. What is smile on now.
Is the sweet, sweet Spirit in this place? And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord.
Look at each other, right here.
There are sweet expressions on each face.
Every person.
And I know they feel the presence of the Lord.
Let's go now. Come on, church. Here we go.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know.
Here we go. It's a revival. All this, all that you're feeling, all those smiles, all those tears, all that joy comes from one source, from one name. There's just something about that name. What's that name?
Jesus.
Let's sing it. Seated. What a choir we've got here today. What do you think, Tom? This choir going to work for us? Feel like singing some more as we go through the service today? You feeling the spirit of the music? Yeah, let's praise God for that. That was a wonderful way to start today. That was a great start today. Well, we're going to continue on with the story of Pentecost. Verse 1, we were all gathered in one place. Well, we got that. We got that down, don't we? And we're feeling the Spirit. So the Spirit comes onto the people. It's something different. We have to remember this. What God wants to give us, what God wants us to receive, is something different from what the world gives us. It's otherworldly. It's godly. It's divine. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Let's see the scripture. And suddenly, from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house, doesn't it? It filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them. And a tongue rested on each one of you. Can you feel that? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. You know, that ability to speak in other languages is when you talk about God, you see, it's a universal language. It's understood by all people because all people have this gift of the Spirit inside of them that just needs to be unleashed, ignited, set aflame, us and everyone else. It's that common language. No matter what you call your denomination, no matter what name you put on your church, no matter what faith tradition you come from, there's only one God. There's only one Holy Spirit. God only created everybody who ever lived, all with that Spirit within them. When we speak to anybody in the world, we have a universal language that we can speak of. It's the language of the Spirit. It's the language of love. language of love that comes from God. It's universal and it's eternal. So as we sit, we're going to sit while we sing the next couple songs. And this is the part where we now can just settle in and open up our souls. Talk to God ourselves through these two songs we're going to sing. Let's begin. Open my eyes. Church, you've asked for your hearts to be open, for you to be touched by the Spirit divine. Are you ready for Jesus to touch you and change you? Let's sing to Him. Let's tell Him how ready we are. Thank you.
Will you pray with me, please? Holy Spirit, we come to you today with open hearts, but we confess that we do not always seek you. We prefer to confirm character by someone's noticeable accomplishments rather than by honoring how you are at work in them. We desire to do things in our own way, thinking we are always right, and we put our gifts above the gifts of others, thinking that we are more important and forgetting that all spiritual gifts come from you and are designed to work together. We are still digging, and we still have much work to do. We still desire worldly things such as notoriety and wealth, rather than your spiritual gifts of love and compassion. Forgive us for our selfish ways, our worldly ways, and change us soon, today,
Amen.
Right now. Remind us that we are children of you, children who belong to your reign, part of your beloved community. It is not about us. It's about you. Please help us shed the ways of the world, embrace you as our spirit, as our guide, as our guardian, and as our friend, and then help us to embrace each other as siblings of your spirit. We pray these things in desperate recognition of who we are today and who we really want to be tomorrow. So now, Holy Spirit, move through us, breathe in us, and lead us onward, and let this prayer change us in ways we have been unwilling to change up until now. As we pray together the prayer that Jesus first taught us to pray by saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let's have the children come forward at this time and greet one another, those people especially that are right by. Tell them good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hi. Good to see you. Yeah. Good morning.
You look good in that color.
There's something going on here. The Cardinals on it. I knew that was coming. Good morning. How are you? Hey, good morning. How you doing? Good morning, family. Good. Take care of him. All right? He's on really thin ice, I tell you. He's, Holy Spirit's got a hold of him. It's... Yes.
All right. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Who up here went to VBS this past week? Almost. Rhett and Maeve, were you there? Did you go to Bible school? Yeah. Did you have fun? Yeah. I would like everybody out here who went to Bible school, volunteered to Bible school, to stand up for me real quick. Look at that. We had an awesome, awesome, awesome week. We have volunteers from our church that were in craft and at games and in the kitchen and a bunch of kiddos who were there. People who made us wonderful breakfast for all the volunteers. There were an average about, I haven't done all my math yet. I'm kind of in charge of that. There was an average of about 215 kids every day at Bible school, and there were five. Each day was a different day. Who remembers what day one was? Finding
Adventure.
Yes.
Finding Adventure. It was the Rolling River Rampage, so we found Adventure. And then?
We found Acceptance.
Acceptance and?
Joy.
And?
Place right.
Acceptance on the rest.
Yeah.
We found?
Peace on the rest.
So it was rest, and then the last day was peace. The last day we had an exciting time. We got to wish Miss Dolan a happy birthday. All the kids sang to her. And then during the program, we sent Miss Jenny Condell off with a wonderful present. There's a little snippet in the slideshow. She has done snack for a long, 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 long time, and she's hanging up her snack hat. If you were there and watching the slideshow, every time a snack came on, they were like, ah! It was like, snack is a big deal. So Kendra Watkins is going to try to fill those snack shoes next year, so we're looking forward to that. And we just had a great week. It was started off kind of slow with our donating for our missions. We were, as a committee, a little worried about meeting a goal. And then Friday, they blew it out of the water. We only had about $500-$600 going into Friday. And then they, doubled their giving. And then the parents came and pushed us over. The donations, $2,331. I got a text this morning. There's a couple churches that also want to give to the mission. The missions were the Dominican Baseball Excursion Mission or some. It was very long. Perfect. I asked for a short title, and I got a long one. And our Arthur Ministerial Association. So the money's going to be split down the middle once we get it, and we're really excited. We're hoping next year some of the boys who went to the Dominican can come, bring some pictures, and show all the Bible school kids where their money went. We're thinking that's going to be a really cool thing. And I brought for our children's moment a slideshow of the week for everybody to see what our kiddos were up to. I wanted to really bring the song, the Rolling River Rampage song, but I couldn't get that to kind of work out with our stuff. So, and yeah, you guys can sit in the pews if you want to watch the slideshow. So thanks for a great week and all the support from our church. It really means a lot to everybody. All right, that's our big picture. We changed it up this year and tried to sit on the ark, which was kind of quite entertaining to get everybody there. I just have to, kind of watching the slideshow, seeing everybody stand up in church. Our little church, out of the five, we have so many volunteers, and it's just so great to see. Then there's also a lot of people in some leadership roles. So I'm just really proud of our church for what we do for Bible school. So amen. Thanks for all the support.
Amen.
One more little snippet. If you follow, if you have Facebook, you can get on and follow our page. It's the Arthur Community Vacation Bible School. And we have, since they met their rewards, was a giant water dump on a bunch of teachers, me being one of them. Ethan got dumped. We got a little bone to pick with Dana after reviewing video footage. She kind of cut out a little early on the water dump. You can see her going out, and there was a second dump this year. They had an egg challenge for some of the athletes, so it was a really great end to the day. But there's also volunteer information that we put out, and the slideshow, they only give me 5 minutes, and I really have to work. It's a tight timeline. But there's extra pictures from each day that don't get used in the slideshow on Facebook. So enjoy.
Amen. Thank you. What a great week that was. You want to get up there? And now, We have a photo op. It's a giant selfie. Everybody smile. And we're going to review that photograph, and everybody who's not wearing red today will have to get up. No, just terrible. That's just terrible. Oh. I hope you know this, but we get very confused about it. You know, God's love and everything that God has done through Jesus Christ up to today is for you. I mean, it's hard for us to think about that because God seems so big. And when we say for you and for everybody, it just seems so vague and broad and undefined. But yet God isn't like us, you see. God's ways are not like our ways. And God has this capacity, this ability to love each and every one of us personally, intimately, to know each and every one of us that way. Because God created each and every one of us. So when we talk about things like the Holy Spirit and the love of God, if you're like other human beings, which I can tell you are, sometimes it's hard for us to imagine that that love is for us, just as we are on this very day, with everything we've done in this world, with all our worries and fears, with all our shortcomings that we tend to focus on, ourselves. God's already solved all that through Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came so that he who knew no sin could take on our sin and we could be free of that sin. Not perfect or sinless, but set free so that we could be ourselves. Just be ourselves and be completely, totally, absolutely loved by God, just as we are. And that's the God we have. So if you come to church thinking, I'm not ready yet, I'm not worthy yet, I don't feel it yet, I don't know what they're talking about yet, I don't know how to pray, I don't know Scripture, I've never read the Bible, I'm not really into any of this, you know what? That's okay. Because Jesus really didn't do any of this. Jesus came to fill your heart with the Holy Spirit from God. That's what he did. We've set up all of this to help us understand it and receive it and to learn about it in community. But Jesus just came for you to set you free and to give you the unconditional, all-forgiving, never-ending love that his Father in heaven has to offer. So it's a good day for us, all of us, to receive that all at once. It's Pentecost. It's a day when something happened to the followers of Jesus that joined them all together for eternity. We're examples of that here today. We are the legacy from that very first Pentecost. It's us today. It's none other than us. Who else would it be? Who else could it be? You are absolutely worthy. You are already chosen. You have been selected and lifted up to be a disciple of Jesus. Now all you have to do is receive it and fall into God's loving arms. It's free. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pass any test. You don't have to be perfect, certainly. You just be who you are and give your heart to God. Now, we call that in the church grace, something I still am struggling to understand. I do, but I know it's true because God has loved even someone like me and lifted me up and set me free. And if that can happen to someone like me, I'm convinced it can happen to any other person in the whole world, including you. I hope we all come together around that truth today and we all live into the calling we have to be disciples of Jesus. That kind of God that gives us that grace is amazing. We call that amazing grace. Let's sing one verse. and sing that prayer to our Lord Jesus Christ in His name. Amen. Amazing grace. What a God we have. Well, the story of Pentecost continues on. We're working our way through that first Pentecost day because we come to understand that it's our story too. Peter and the other disciples were so filled with the Spirit, and everybody around that room, that sanctuary, that house that day was wondering, what's going on in there? Something amazing is happening. Something spectacular. Something even otherworldly. So Peter went out to tell the people what had happened. And here's some of what he said. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. He said this, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. And listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. Joel said, in the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters, the generations coming up behind you, church, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not just this little group, or not just this particular church, or not just those of this faith, not just those of that denomination, not just the ones who think they're all right, we're all wrong, and not even the ones who just think they're all wrong. Everybody. With God, there is no right and wrong and good and bad. We're all in this together. Jesus fought the battle for each and every one of us, didn't leave anyone out. And here's the good news, if you haven't heard. He won. But I know He won, and we're saved. We're set free. And all we have to do is receive it. That is the good news of Pentecost. The reality is, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ lives today, and He's with us, and He walks with us, and He talks with us. Indeed, He lives. Let's stand and sing. Love and care, though my That's right.
In His appearing, we'll come at last.
Guess what?
Christ Jesus lives today.
Here's what He does.
He walks with me and talks with me along life's wearing way.
That's right.
Salvation to impart.
One more verse.
Voice, rejoice, O Christ.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Turn on.
Yes, He does.
Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's merry way.
He lives, He
lives. Salvation to Him.
That's true, you know. No one's left out. He's in your heart. That's where He lives. Amen? No one is left out. No one left behind. Every single heart in the human history has held the power of Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is open up your heart and receive it. Why don't we do that? Why don't we let that Spirit of the living God fall afresh on us right now? We got that? Let's do that. I could use that. Wonderful. How about that choir now? What do you think? We getting there? We're getting there?
I'd say the second service we're going to have.
It's going to be great. We haven't told them yet that they're staying for the second. Is this a good time to say the doors have already been locked? We're not going anywhere. Oh, my goodness. So Peter gives the great sermon on Pentecost and tells the people what is actually going on is actually what God prophesied all along. This is still the truth of God, and the Messiah has come. And He's not just come for a chosen people, He's come for all people. So the people have a question, and you know how I love questions. So what do we do now? Here's the scripture. Now when they heard this from Peter, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent." Repent means turn. Turn to God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is one. For you. And if you think it's not, you're just mistaken. You're not alone. But the truth is, it's for you, for your children, and for all who are far away. It's for everyone whom the Lord our God calls to Him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, save. Here's the message for today, folks. Don't walk out of this church and be blind to what's going on outside these walls. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Universal and eternal truth of God. It still exists today because it's controlled and run by human beings. Amen. So that's what Peter said. Questions are the key. What do we do now? Well, here's what we do. The hardest thing in the world for human beings to do, and God knew this. Everybody put your hands out. Now, we're going to live our normal daily life. This is how we do it. It's called control strategies. Getting control of my life. Controlling myself and other people, places, and things. Control my way. I got the answers. I'm in charge. The most stressed out, anxiety-ridden, drug-addicted culture in the history of the world goes like this. And all God wants you to do, are you ready? This is it. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Give it all to God. Take it all to the cross. Let Him have it. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And He wants you to be free from all that. Truth of the matter is, He's already got all that. Let Him have it. Let's sing a couple hymns. Each and every person today. And we're going to sing one more hymn before we come to the table of the Lord. This is a hymn that's a call and response hymn. It's one of my favorites. It begins with God speaking. God says, I, the Lord of sea and sky. And by the time we get to the refrain, it's us responding back to God, right? Now that we've come home, we've got a conversation to have with God because He's got some work for us to do. Amen? Let's stand and sing this one as you're able. To come to the table of the Lord. Amen. Just in case you were wondering if it was getting too late to have communion, it's never too late to have communion. Amen. So we're going to continue the story of Pentecost. Ed, is for our invitation, is going to read the next set of scripture. And this is now after the Holy Spirit's come upon the church, and after Peter has given his great sermon, and after the people have said, what do we do now? Well, they form a beloved community. It's what church is supposed to be, beloved community. And our invitation to communion today describes what their church looked like.
Our invitation this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. It describes Luke as to what our very first Jesus communities looked like, how they lived and how they worshiped, and how the Holy Spirit moved amongst them. Let us hear these words with the ears of our hearts. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as many had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Praising God and all of us in this church.
Amen.
Amen.
Number 351, Fill My Cup. Goes that it was on Pentecost Sunday when the disciples finally realized what happened that night in the upper room just several weeks before. The lesson that Jesus taught them then all became clear to them now, for the Holy Spirit had taught them the meaning. The meaning of this, our words of institution, is that Jesus has given His life for you. And to complete the communion that He wants with you, He only asks one thing, that you do the same, that you give your life to Him. Here's the lesson He taught that night. The disciples gathered around the table, and Jesus took the bread from the table. He lifted it, and He blessed it to His Father in heaven, and He showed it to His disciples. And then He said these words, "This bread is My body, which is broken for you. Whenever you eat this bread, remember Me." And all the disciples ate of that bread. And when they were done with the bread, Jesus took the cup. And in the same way, He lifted the cup and He blessed it to His Father in heaven. And He showed it to His disciples. And this is what He told them. He said, "This cup is the new covenant that I make with you in My blood." He said, "My blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. So, whenever you drink of this cup, remember Me. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, today we gather at this table with a renewed sense of our purpose. Like Sundays before, we celebrate your love by recognizing your great sacrifice. But today, we also recognize the Holy Spirit and how we, as followers of Christ, show others your love by being filled by this Spirit, by this part of the Trilogy. We pray that as we eat this bread and drink this wine, that we not only remember Jesus and his example, but be filled with the Spirit so that we can show others what Jesus taught us through love, mercy, and grace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Let us pray. Great God, what a wonderful service today. Now it's time to share our money. How much you ask is enough. God loves, absolutely loves happy givers, no matter the amount. So smile and be happy. Give what you're able in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
All right, how are we doing so far? We have come around the far turn, and we're at the head of the home stretch, but we're not done yet. Amen? We got a little bit more to go, and just stay standing if you want, sit if you want, do whatever you want, whatever the Spirit moves you. But now what do we do, church? Where are we? And Paul tells us what happens to a church like this when the Holy Spirit takes hold. This is from 2 Corinthians, and here's what Paul says. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So, if anyone is in Christ, let's just take a poll here. Is anyone here in Christ? I see it looks pretty unanimous. So, to all of you, there is a new creation. You see, everything old has passed away. See? Everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting your trespasses against you. I know I changed that a little bit. Not counting your trespasses against you and entrusting the message of reconciliation to you. So, church, you are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through you. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That means the battle's been fought. Jesus has won. No more fighting is necessary. In God's eyes, you're perfect just the way you are. Now all there is to do is live. Live so that God can use you. Let's sing a few more before we leave today. You with me? You okay? You hanging in there? Don't slow down now. We got to end stronger than we started. Oh, I'm gonna live so God can use me anytime and anywhere. I'm gonna live so God can use me anytime and anywhere. That means we're going to work for God. So God can use me anytime and anywhere. So God can use me anytime and anywhere. Now work requires one thing. You got to pray. So God can use me anytime. Oh, yes. And never forget, you got to sing. Here we go. So God can use me anytime and anywhere. Here we go. I'm going to sing. So God can use me anytime. We're going to live that way. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate the victory we have, in Jesus. We're coming close to the finish line now, but this is where we've got to finish stronger than ever, right? We got to come out ahead in this. We got to win the race. We got to have victory in Jesus. So there's a little handout in your bulletin with the lyrics, and I think we might have them on the board too. Hey, folks, hang on a minute. Are you getting tired yet?
A little?
You want to take over for a minute? No. Ed, are you okay?
I'm getting a little tired.
Are you? You think we can get two more songs in?
Two more songs. Two. That's it.
Let's take a vote. Who wants two more songs? Who wants eight more? Okay, we'll compromise with two. Here we go. You can dance to this too. This is a celebration song. Here we go. That's right.
Now he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Heard about his brony, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory.
What'd you get for all that?
Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right.
Heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing. How he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And I cried,
dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. What do you give us?
Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold on the crystal sea, about the angels singing and that old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there this crowd.
Come on, come on, come on!
Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, oh, I love the air, I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
I got to calm down. Let's sing this closing song as our benediction. Before we finish, let's give it up for Tom and Michael on the music. Ed Collar is worship leader. My favorite dance partner. Our acolytes, our elders, our deacons, and everybody in the booth, but most importantly, all of you for hanging in there today. The service went a little short. We're going to work on that for next week, but don't leave here without opening your heart up and giving it all to the Holy Spirit. Let's sing one more, right? We don't have any. What number are we singing?
352.
352. On June 9th, 2019, in the little town of Arthur, Illinois, at a little church called Vine Street, the power of the Holy Spirit descended on all who gathered there, and as they left church that day, they had one goal in mind: bring the love of Jesus to everyone who didn't make it today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Tom and Michael. We love you. Is that a little long for you? All right, still there. Thank you for coming. Good to see you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for being here.